It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
I know. Last week I was not here. I actually had my, and I'm a trooper, right? Like I'm like a less than a week, or maybe a little bit more than a week into recovery. I had my meniscus repaired. And so, you know, I wasn't here last week, but I am back in the studio with a knee that I am recovering from, but I am here for you, the listener, because that is part of what I do. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Companions for Heroes. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. And I will happily give a shout-out to Dr. Bo Sasser, who did my knee surgery. And I am recovering quite well. Actually, I'm ahead of schedule, but that's kind of what you would expect from me, to be ahead of schedule. Speaking of schedules, the Frederick Academy Knights have recently released their schedule. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to do that right now, but also in the show, we're going to talk some Braves baseball. We're going to preview the NFL draft. And the Falcons have a mess on their hands at quarterback, and I have a solution. I have a solution to the Falcons quarterback problem. I will give you that solution later in this show. First and foremost, as most of you know that listen to this show on a regular basis, I am a high school football guy. So we're going to lead with high school football, even though we're not even anywhere near high school football. So the Frederica Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick, why don't you schedule somebody? You know, this schedule is brutal. That was facetiousness, by the way. So they're going to open their schedule August the 14th at home in the Bloody Marsh at, they'll be hosting Bethesda Academy. On August the 21st, they will hit the road for the first time, head up to Belleville to play Pinewood Christian. On August the 28th, they're back at home under the Oaks, and they will host Deerfield Windsor. And then they truck over to Wintersville to play Valwood in Valdosta September 3rd. September 11th, they are also on the road, this time in Folkston, playing Charlton County. That is of course, as you know, GHSA school. First Presbyterian Day will be at home for the Knights on September the 18th. The 25th, they finally get a bye. So they're going to play 6 games, their first 6 without a bye. October the 2nd, they will be on the road again, Stratford Academy. They will be on the road to St. Andrews. They'll be at home at Savannah Country Day and at home to close against Bullock Academy. So the region has changed a little bit for the Knights, just letting you know. Pinewood Christian, who had been in that region for a very long time, no longer there. And Savannah Country Day has replaced them. So the region currently stands St. Andrews, Savannah Country Day, Bullock Academy, and Frederica Academy. Now it really doesn't really matter in the GISA or the GHSA for that matter, as they go by power rankings and the GISA does the Max Preps power ranking. So you can win your region and still, depending on, you know, if you lost to somebody and who they were, not end up getting a first round bye or even a second or however the GISA does their playoff bracket, because it is a little wonky. So looking at the Frederica Knights schedule, I'll run through this. Okay, so I've got them beating Bethesda. I've got them beating Pinewood. I've got them beating Deerfield Windsor. I've got them beating Valwood. I don't think that they're going to go to Folkestone and beat Charlton. So I'm going to give the first loss of the season, September 11th, to Frederica against Charlton. I've got them beating First Presbyterian. I've got them beating Stratford. I've got them beating St. Andrews. I've got them losing October the 16th at home to Savannah Country Day. And I've got them beating Bullock Academy at home to close the season. So I've got the Knights at 8-2. Let me tell you something. The Frederick Academy Knights are loaded. This is going to be one of those teams that makes a deep playoff run if they don't win the whole thing. And I know I've got them losing to Savannah Country Day, but remember now, Savannah Country Day is a GHSA school that is now dropping down to GISA. So I think that Savannah Country Day will probably have a pretty good year with GHSA talent still on their roster heading into GISA. That may be a preview of the state championship game, depending on where all the rankings fall, Savannah Country Day and Frederica. I don't know. We'll figure all that out. But I do like Frederica to be in the mix. I think they're going to make a deep playoff run. I've got them at 8-2. That's what I'm picking them to do, is 8-2. Now, I can see a scenario here where they go 9-1, where they get the Savannah Country Day game. I just don't think they're going to Charlton and winning that game in Folkestone. So regardless of that, I think that the best case scenario for the Knights are 9-1, and they drop that game to Charlton County, but they beat Savannah Country Day. Now, worst case, and I'm talking like worst case, wheels fall off, right? I've got the Knights at 3-7, worst case, and that's just if every possible thing could potentially go wrong. I think they would still get Pinewood. I think they still get St. Andrews. And I think they would still get Deerfield-Windsor for those three wins. So that's if everything goes wrong and nothing goes right for Brandon Derrick and the Knights have a dreadful 3-7 season, I think that's what happens. But I don't believe that's going to be the case over on St. Simon's Island. I think Frederica is going to have a monster year. I think they're going to make a deep playoff run. And I'm not going to be stunned if they're in the playoff mix, deep playoff mix, state championship picture, when all is said and done. So 8-2 is what I'm picking them to do over in the Bloody Marsh, or as some like to say, under the Oaks. I like the Bloody Marsh.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Frederica Academy Knights recently released their 2026 football schedule. The Knights will kick off at home in the Bloody Marsh on August the 14th against Bethesda. Frederica will also host Deerfield-Windsor, First Presbyterian, Savannah Country Day, and Bullock Academy. The Knights will hit the road against Pinewood, Valwood, Charlton County, Stratford Academy, and St. Andrews. Region opponents this year for the Knights: Savannah Country Day, St. Andrews, and Bullock Academy. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
All aboard!
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision Center, by the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Companions for Heroes. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, exit 29, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The Braves are walking wounded, and the season looks to be derailed from the pitching staff, especially before the season even begins. So I don't really even know. There's all this optimism. Everybody's got optimism going into spring training. But then you look at the Braves' injuries, especially their injury list in the starting rotation. You know, where are the arms coming from? And, you know, Anthopoulos, for all the good things that he's done, I mean, I don't have a World Series ring, right? He does. But since that 2021 season, let's try and think of, like, the fantastic moves he's made. What are they? Okay, Chris Sale. And then? Yep, that's my point. So to start the season, Jurickson Profar, he's going to undergo hernia surgery, sports hernia surgery. So, he may miss some time to start the season. They're talking about trying to get him to DH, just to get him in the lineup, right? Get him back, 'cause he can't get back in the outfield right away, but maybe he can hit. And the thing about Profar, this aggravates me, is, you know, he's told the team he doesn't want a DH. Dude, they're trying to look out for you. And at the end of the day, you know, I said this to my dad the other day. We were kind of talking about this. Unless you're one of those guys that signs a 10-year, $300 million contract, where you want to play doesn't matter. Unless you're the face of the organization, where you want to play doesn't matter. You're going to play wherever the team needs you and what's best. And so, you know, the Braves are trying to protect him here, trying to protect their investment year two of that 3-year contract, and they only got half a year out of him for year one. And, you know, the last year was a dreadful mess. All the injuries, and it just seems to keep going. It's like the last 3 years, it's just injury after injury after injury for Atlanta. You know, Olsen, Albies, Riley, you know, and the list goes. Murphy's not even going to start the year. He's going to be on the IL to start the year at catcher, which is fine for Drake Baldwin because, you know, so far, early spring, he's doing really well, a couple bombs. So, you know, Drake Baldwin's like, okay, yeah, let's go. They did make a move in bringing on Jonah Keim to back up Drake Baldwin at catcher until Murphy is ready, and then we'll see what happens there. Jurickson Profar, obviously, like I said, he's going to start the year probably on the IL. If not, he'll at least be DHing. Hurston Waldrip, the last addition to the IL list, as they found floaters in his elbow. We'll talk a little bit about that later with Dr. Sasser and what that means. So he underwent surgery this week as well. They're talking about maybe June or July before you see Hurston Waldrip. That's a big blow for the Braves too, because Hurston Waldrip is their number one prospect. He was expected to break through, and they have done nothing but protect him They have not tried to rush him at all. They have done nothing but protect him, and he is expected, he was expected to break through in the spring, make the rotation, and be a force in the Braves rotation. We won't see him until the summer. So, you know, forget that idea. Spencer Schwellenbach, another guy that had similar surgery to what Hurston Waldrop had. He's going to be out until June or July. That's half your rotation of guys that you were depending on to be in your rotation. That's, well, two-fifths of it, right? So two-fifths of your rotation, not going to be there. A.J. Smith-Shawver, a guy they were hoping they would get back, it looks like he's going to miss at least the first part of the season, and there is no timetable on him coming back as well. So really what that does is it kind of puts the Braves in a situation where I think what they wanted to do is they wanted to have Grant Holmes and Ronaldo Lopez pitch in the bullpen, at least one of them, and they're not going to have that luxury. They're going to have both of those guys in the starting rotation, and that is not a good formula to making the playoffs. Those guys are exceptional and have been great in the bullpen, but in the starting rotation, they've been they've been okay. They are better suited, at least for the Braves, to have pitched out of the bullpen, at least one of them. They are going to be pitching out of the rotation instead. So this is kind of what your rotation will look like moving forward. You know you've got Chris Sale. By the way, the Braves just extended him, gave him a two-year extension. Spencer Strider. And for all the stuff that was made about the radar gun stuff, remember, in case you're living under a rock, the Braves pitchers were throwing simulation games, and Spencer Strider's turn came to throw a simulation game. And for whatever reason, they turned, we're on the scoreboard, you can see the radar gun and how hard he was throwing. They turned that off, and he was the only pitcher that they turned that off for. Now, the Braves have actually come back and said, hey, we didn't turn it off. It was a malfunction with the scoreboard that particular day. Coincidence. Remember, Strider's velocity was up and down all year last year. Sometimes he was coming off that Tommy John. Sometimes he was throwing, you know, 97, 98, 99. Sometimes he was 93, 94. So, you know, and that's another question mark in the rotation. You know, Anthopoulos did nothing to address the depth in the rotation. And now he's put himself in position where he's going to have to depend on a couple of guys coming out of the bullpen and Bryce Elder. Sale, Strider, Holmes, Lopez, right? Those are going to be your starting four. And then the fifth spot gets interesting. So Bryce Elder is probably your leading candidate to be your fifth starter. Bryce Elder is out of options. Here's what that means. If he does not make the rotation, the Braves have to release him. They cannot send him down to AAA. Unless they plan on trying to stick him in the bullpen, they're going to have to release him. They cannot send him to AAA. He is out of options. That's what that means. So for Bryce Elder, that means it's do or die time, man. Like, you have had all of these opportunities to stick in the rotation. The Braves have afforded you a ton of opportunity. I think he's like 26, 27 years old now. You know, he's not 22, 23 coming up, and are like, okay, then, you know, let's, this guy looks good. Let's see how he progresses at the major league level. No, we're past that now. It is time to either be a major league starter in the Braves rotation or go elsewhere and see if another pitching coach can salvage your career. At this point, that's where the Braves are. Now, if he doesn't make the rotation, then the Braves kind of look at Martin, a guy that they signed off the waiver wire, basically the scrap heap. They had zero intention of him even sniffing the major leagues this year. They had him just in case of something like this. And now he is. He's going to be in the mix to make the major league squad's rotation. J.R. Ritchie, a young kid that they're very, very high on, but they don't think he's ready, or at least I don't think he's ready. And then there's Cam Caminiti, another kid that's, you know, a possibility, but I still think that he's 2 years away. Didier Fuentes, we saw him come up and get bombed from AA, and they were super high on him. Obviously, he's not ready. He was still 2 years away when they tried to pull him up. Dylan Dodd, you know, that is another option and might end up being the best one. Dylan Dodd may be your fifth starter. And, you know, Atlanta, again, would have preferred to use him out of the bullpen and give them three potential lefties in the bullpen, but they may end up if he pitches his way in the rotation, they may have three bullpen guys, that, or at least guys they intended to use in the bullpen, pitching in the starting rotation, at least through the summer. This is nuts. I have never seen, and I mean this, I've been a baseball fan all of my life, and I have never seen a team so decimated by injuries, especially the last two or three seasons that the Braves have been decimated by. I mean, it is just nuts. And like I said, Murphy's not even going to start the season. We don't know about Profar. You know, the Braves did do a good job by going out and signing Yastrzemski. So you've got a, you know, you've got a very viable replacement for Profar who can play defense. He's probably a little better defensively than Profar, more than likely. Can't run like him, but he's a little better defensively maybe. And he's a good offensive player too. Decent, right? He's not going to sit out there and pull a Jared Kelnick on you and hit, you know, 210 with two home runs. So, you know, I guess they're fortunate to have Yastrzemski, but the injury situation is just insane. It is insane. Not to mention Joe Jimenez. Didn't even talk about him. He was a guy that the Braves were really depending on to come back this season and pitch in late inning situations. And, you know, high leverage eighth, ninth inning guy, possibly can pitch in the seventh too. He could close if you needed him. No timetable on him, but they know he's not going to be ready for the beginning of the year. And he missed all of last year too. So, you know, it just, I don't know what the Braves did to piss off the Major League Baseball karma injury god, but they need to write a letter. Write the apology letter. Let's get some guys to stay healthy.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Make sure you get on over to Cunningham Jewelers for their National Rarities Buying Event, March 17th through the 19th. Gold, silver, coins, sports memorabilia, and much more. Remember, there is no better time to sell gold than right now. That's March 17th through the 19th at Cunningham Jewelers. And while you're there, have their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
This was supposed to be a really deep NFL draft at quarterback, and it's not going to be that. It's going to be really thin. You got a lot of guys that are probably mid-rounders. You'll see some quarterbacks start coming off the board third, fourth, fifth round, but the first and second rounds, there aren't going to be very many drafted. It's just not a deep class. I do want to talk about – So we're going to talk NFL draft here, but I typically, when I've done this in the past, I've done like, okay, here are the top 10 picks. Here's who I think these teams are going to take. And here's why. I'm going to go to 11. I'm going to go to top 11 here. And there's a reason why at the end, because it's a surprise. So prepare to be surprised at the end. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Companions for Heroes. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at CompanionsForHeroes.org. All right, so the number one pick is not that big a surprise, right? I think everybody is well aware the Raiders are going to take Fernando Mendoza, quarterback out of Indiana. The Raiders have had a history of destroying quarterbacks. I think Fernando, if you go to the Raiders organization, you've got to have a level head. You've got to be grounded, is what I mean. And I think Mendoza is going to fit that. So I think he does okay. I believe Fernando Mendoza is going to be a solid NFL starter throughout his career. Now, is he going to be an elite quarterback in the NFL? I don't know. I think the odds are against him. I don't look at him and say elite quarterback in the NFL. The Raiders do, and they're going to take him number one, and we'll see how that goes. At number two, the Jets, and I think that they are going to go pass rush. They need a lot of help, right? But I think they go pass rush here, and I think they take Reuben Bain, defensive end, out of Miami, who is the top defensive player on the board. So I think the Jets get an elite pass rusher to help rebuild the hell the Jets have been rebuilding for my lifetime. At number three, the Cardinals, I think they go Caleb Downs. I think they'll take Caleb Downs out of Ohio State, play safety. The Cardinals defense was atrocious. Caleb Downs certainly helps in the pass game, and he can come up and help with the run too. He is a very versatile safety. He can, like I said, pass rush, come up, stop the run, and he's also a very good cover safety as well. And you can scheme him to death. So I think the Cardinals go Caleb Downs at three. It'd be tough to pass up. At number four, I think the Titans want to get better on defense, and so I think they'll take the next best defensive player available, which is going to be Avrell Reese, linebacker out of Ohio State. I think this will be a good addition to the Titans. I think that they're and don't be surprised here, too. I think Jeremiah Love's in play for them as well. I don't think that they were as satisfied with Tony Pollard as they wanted to be. I don't think he played as well as they hoped. So, you know, I think it's between one of those two kids for the Titans, either Avril Reese at linebacker, or I think they may go Jeremiah Love at four at running back if they don't think that Pollard can have a little bit better of a season than he had last year. The Giants are going to go five. I think they like Jackson Dart, and I think they feel like they need to get him some protection. They got him some weapons. He already has weapons. So I think the Giants go offensive line here, and they draft Francis Magua out of Miami, offensive lineman. And I think that's a good solid pick. Look, if you like Jackson Dart, then you need to build and protect the guy. And you know, the Giants quarterbacks in recent memory have taken a beating. So I think that's what the Giants do. At number six, it's the Browns. And I was really looking at this, and I'm like, what will the Browns do here? Because they need a ton of help, right? And they've got Shedeur Sanders, I guess, as their starting quarterback. So I don't think they're going to go quarterback. So at that point, what do you do if you're the Browns? You know, you've got Judkins at running back, so you're solid there. You've got pretty decent receivers. So I think you go defense, and then I think the Browns were horrible in the pass game. So I think they take an elite corner, and I think they take Mansoor Delane out of LSU, can cover, can come up as well and rush the quarterback from the corner position if you decide to corner blitz. Very good cover corner, SEC guy. I think that's what the Browns do at six. At seven, you've got the Commanders. They need weapons. They've got to get their young quarterback weapons because they don't have any. So they're going receiver. They're going to go with the top receiver on the board. That's Carnell Tate out of Ohio State. By the way, that's seven picks, and we have 1, 2, 3 Ohio State Buckeyes in the first seven picks. SEC, take note. And then 8 with the Saints, and this is where I think Jeremiah Love goes. Jeremiah Love goes 8 to the Saints, running back out of Notre Dame. You know, they still have Kamara, but as we know, Kamara's got some age on him. So I think they go Jeremiah Love, and then you'll see Kamara and Jeremiah Love split a lot of time at running back. At number 8, at number 9, the Kansas City Chiefs. They're going wide receiver. They're going wide receiver. They could, that, you know, if there was an elite running back, if Jeremiah Love falls to the Chiefs at 9, they're taking him. But if he's not there, they're going receiver. And so I don't think he's going to be there because I think the Saints will take him the pick before. Maybe the Chiefs trade up. I don't know. But if they're going at 9, they're going to take Jordan Tyson, wide receiver out of Arizona State. He's the second best receiver on the board. At number 10, that's the Bengals. How many times have we seen Joe Burrow leave a football game with the Bengals? They're going offensive line. They have to. I thought they were going to go offensive line last draft in the first round. They did not. But they got, or a couple drafts ago, and they got, you know, the receiver they got from LSU, which is fantastic. They go offensive line. Spencer Fanneau, offensive tackle out of Utah. Here's where things, I said I was going to go to 11. Here is number 11, and here's why I wanted to go to 11. At 11, you've got the Miami Dolphins picking. They have made it very clear that I think they're ready to move on from Tua. So, if they're ready to move on from Tua, that means that they may be in the market for a quarterback. And if they're in the market for a quarterback at 11, who is the best quarterback? Who is the best fit quarterback for the Miami Dolphins? I'll give you a second to ponder. A second over. The answer is Carson Beck. I think the Dolphins take Carson Beck at number 11 to be their new franchise quarterback. And that makes so much sense. Played at Miami, got him to the national championship game. He played well down the stretch. Big arm. He lives there now. He's familiar with the community. It's just the easiest pick in the world if you're the Dolphins. And Carson Beck is going to be there at 11. No one is going to take Carson Beck inside the top 10. It's not going to happen. So Carson Beck will be there at 11, and I think the Dolphins take Carson Beck at 11 to be their new franchise quarterback and move on from Tua. So here's what I have. Number 1, Fernando Mendoza to the Raiders. Number 2, Reuben Bain at defensive end at number 2 to the Jets. 3, Caleb Downs to the Cardinals. 4, Avril Reese to the Titans. 5, Francis Magoa to the Giants, offensive lineman. 6, Mansoor Delane, corner, out of LSU to the Browns. At 7, Carnell Tate, wide receiver out of Ohio State to the Commanders. At 8, Jeremiah Love, running back Notre Dame to the Saints. At 9, Jordan Tyson, wide receiver out of Arizona State to the Chiefs. At 10, Spencer Fanneau, offensive tackle out of Utah to the Bengals. And at 11, Carson Beck, quarterback out of Miami to the Miami Dolphins. Write it down. Don't be surprised on draft day when that gets called. Remember, I said it.
Cold weather is upon us. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters has you covered with the best selection. Quarter zips and sweaters for men and women are on sale now. Johnny O, Duckhead, AFCO, and your exclusive dealer of Back 70 for men and women. Second generation, locally owned, and your destination for apparel since 1994. In the Harris Teeter Shopping Center, Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, keeping you and your family in style.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golnaz Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, glad to be here, Jason.
Dr. Sasser, do you remember that show? I don't remember if it was on in the 70s or the 80s. But it was like, I think the name of it was MASH. There was always somebody. And like the show The Pit right now that's really popular.
Right.
I feel like that the Atlanta Braves roster like would fit perfectly. Because there's tons of inventory.
They would fit well with Klinger and Radar and Hawkeye and Colonel Blake.
Yeah, there's a lot of content.
Yes.
You know? And we actually had our choice of injuries this week with the Atlanta Braves. So we decided to go with Hurston Waldrop. Hurston Waldrop, of course, is considered that can't touch prospect for the Braves. He is supposed to be the second coming of John Smoltz. And like John Smoltz, he's got elbow issues. Technically, and I'm going to ask a lot of questions. I don't know what any of this means.
Sure.
They have diagnosed him with floaters in his elbow. Dr. Sasser, what is that?
Well, it's a little different than floaters in your eyeball or anything like that, but probably means loose bodies. He's got loose bodies in his elbow, and the question is, why does he have loose bodies in his elbow?
When you say loose bodies, what do you mean, loose bodies?
Little pieces of cartilage that are floating around. So cartilage, which is kind of it's the gristle, the covering on the bone between two bones, which makes up the joint. It has a very poor blood supply, and if it flakes off, it almost acts like a pearl in an oyster. It only takes a little bit of cartilage, and it can slowly get a little bigger, because it is fed, those little cells in the cartilage are fed by the joint fluid. Joint fluid has good stuff in it. It has sugars and all this kind of stuff. And so that little loose body, that tiny little loose body, will slowly get bigger and bigger and bigger. And that is like having a rock in your shoe. You think of having a rock in your elbow. It hurts. It can pinch. It can lock. And so sometimes you have to go in with a scope or open it up and get those loose bodies out.
I want to make sure that I just wrap my head around what you just said. You're telling me that basically what they're saying is that he's got a piece of bone cartilage that has broken off from the elbow and is now taking other materials from the elbow and is getting bigger and bigger, growing inside of his elbow.
Right.
Just a lone piece of cartilage, not attached to the elbow.
I mean, it's just floating around in there. Oh. And it's not, you know, anything huge, but it could be the size of a Tic Tac, or he could have a few of them in there. And if it kind of floats around or gets sort of lodged in the joint, then of course that's going to impede his ability to throw.
This makes sense to you. This started
with him complaining of inflammation in his... it started with him complaining of his elbow hurting.
Sure.
And then they diagnosed it as inflammation of the elbow.
Right.
And then I'm assuming, oh, this is more... this is, I mean, this sounds... Right. You know, on brand.
It does, and certain pitchers, certain young pitchers, again, and we've talked about this a million bazillion times when we talk about Tommy John surgery. A thrower puts a tremendous amount of force across his elbow, so much force that little ligament that they have to reconstruct during Tommy John surgery, the native ligament, isn't strong enough to keep up with pitching. It's just not. It's small. It's not, hasn't evolved to do that over the last, you know, 300,000, 400,000 years. And so you throw a baseball 90 plus miles an hour again and again and again, it can break down. And that would be my question, is why does he have loose bodies in his elbow? Well, one of the most common reasons is two bones are hitting into each other. You know, they're actually just like in a car. Everybody's watched the YouTube videos, or I bet the people that know what mashing is have watched a YouTube video about car repair, and they will take the transmission out of a car and take it apart, and they'll see all these little metal filings. And it's the metal filings are where the gears have ground against each other and produced what? Floaters. They produce these loose bodies.
Oh, wow.
So the question is, what is causing the loose bodies? That's the more important question.
Again, joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, Dr. Bo Sasser. Okay, so I'm assuming that you think that it's two bones grinding against each other that's causing the floaters. So now as a doctor, you go in and you remove this thing.
Sure.
And you're hopeful that it doesn't come back, or like you're confident it doesn't come back?
Well, I mean, you definitely have to remove the loose bodies, and hopefully they'll be able to do that through the scope. So a couple little incisions in the camera and everything, and then look at everything. And also look at the stability of his elbow. Because like I said, if during his mechanics, say during the hyperextension of his elbow, or during all those mechanical phases of the throw, if the two bones are hitting against each other, the bone's reaction is to make a spur, or to knock off a little piece of cartilage. And so what I would be concerned about is the stability of his elbow, if at such a young age he's starting to get arthritis, because then that'll limit his lifespan as a pitcher.
Yeah, he's early 20s, right?
Right.
So you go and you remove it, and Walt Weiss says that they're optimistic that he'll be on the mound again at some point this season, quote unquote. What's your prognosis?
Sure. And my prognosis for getting him back on the mound this season is pretty high. I would say yes. The question is this going to flare up again next year, or the end of the season, or are they going to really have him limited to try to conserve his elbow as long as possible?
That does not sound good. No, again, Dr. Sasser, appreciate your time as always.
Thank you.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden House Collision Center, SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Companions for Heroes. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports, the most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. Doesn't sound good for Hurst and Waldrop. Spencer Schwellenbach got the same injury. Doesn't seem good for him either.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simon's Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, MulletBayRestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
The Atlanta Falcons have a mess at quarterback. As you know, Michael Penix, torn ACL, mid-season last year. They don't expect him back until mid-season this upcoming season. They're expected to release Kirk Cousins. And so the incumbent quarterback on the roster is the third-string guy to start the year, Easton Stick. Yeah, I don't know who he is either. Of course, the Atlanta Falcons are going to do something at quarterback before Easton Stick is named their starter. Easton Stick is not going to be the starter for the Atlanta Falcons. They're going to do something in the draft or sign a free agent or make some kind of trade to have a starter come in and at least be the guy until Michael Penix is ready. And, you know, I don't think that the Atlanta Falcons with their new, in their new regime, are 100% dead set that Michael Penix is going to be the guy moving forward. So there's a chance here that whatever move they make, that this could be a move where whoever they get could be their starting quarterback for years to come. So the Atlanta Falcons need to be very careful, very thorough about who they go get to fill this role, considering that this could be the guy long term. I have a solution. I have an idea that I think is a good fit for the Falcons. And I think that it's Stetson Bennett. Back up for the Rams. Everybody that lives in the state of Georgia knows who Stetson Bennett is. And every time Stetson Bennett has gotten on the field for the Rams, he has played well. He's put up really good numbers. I believe in a preseason game last year, which might have been the last time that we saw him on the field, he threw for like 350-something yards. Granted, you know, it's the fourth game of preseason, but he did play the entire game that game. So 350 yards through the air. And we saw what he did at Georgia. We saw how tough of a competitor he is, the mental makeup. He's had some issues off the field with the Rams. And so I think him coming back to Georgia would only benefit him. A guy that is from Nahunna, played at Pierce County, And obviously, you know, Athens is just down the road from Atlanta, an hour drive. I think that benefits him. It gives him some familiarity, gives him, you know, the ability to, you know, get home if he wants to come home to Blackshear. I don't know how far of a drive that is. Let me think. From Atlanta to Blackshear, that's got to be four hours in change, somewhere in there, four-ish hours, maybe five. But, I mean, it's drivable. So, you know, and you can private jet that thing in an hour. So I think that's a good fit. Home state, and it would excite the fan base. That's extremely important for where the Atlanta Falcons are right now, is getting somebody at quarterback that's going to excite the fan base, because Easton Stick is not going to put butts in the seats. Bennett will. Stetson Bennett will sell tickets. And you can put his name on a t-shirt, sell his jersey. That's the important thing for the Atlanta Falcons. And I do think that he gives you a chance to win football games. Now, if it doesn't work out, you've got him on a rental basically for, you know, 8-9 games until Penix comes back. And then you say, okay, you know, this hasn't gone well. Let's get Penix back in there. But if it does go well and Stetson Bennett becomes the guy moving forward for the Atlanta Falcons, that's a home run. That's a home run for the Falcons. They also recently placed the franchise tag on Kyle Pitts, which when you look at Kyle Pitts' productivity, probably doesn't deserve the franchise tag, but they don't want to lose him. So this is their way of prolonging him in Atlanta. He was a high draft pick. Wasn't he taken like fifth overall? He certainly has not played like a fifth round draft pick. And you know, if we're gonna defend him, right, quarterback situation had been the best in Atlanta for Kyle Pitts since he's been there. Maybe Stetson Bennett changes that for him. He's at a point where he's got to have a good year too. If he's going to get paid, whether it's by Atlanta or somebody else, he needs to have a good year. Because the years that he's put together haven't qualified him to be an upper-end tight end as far as in the income scheme. But I do like this. Stetson Bennett. And the thing is, what would you end up giving up for him if you're the Falcons? Maybe a sixth-round pick, best case? So you're going to give up like a sixth or seventh-round pick to get him? And remember, the Falcons don't have a first-round pick. They're not drafted until the second round. So, and it's not like there's an elite quarterback in the draft. It's not a good quarterback draft. You give up a sixth round pick or a seventh round pick, and that's it. And then you plug Stetson Bennett in and say, all right, man, see what you can do. He can't do any worse than Easton Stick. That's for sure. He's not going to do any worse than Easton Stick. And Easton Stick is not selling tickets. Stetson Bennett is. That is a solution for the Atlanta Falcons quarterback situation where they don't have a quarterback heading into the beginning of the season. Your answer, Stetson Bennett.
This has been the not Easton Jason Stick. Bishop Show on the Bishop.
They probably
Media
need a suitable
Sports
backup,
Network.
Too. They probably need to get two quarterbacks on the roster.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Frederica Academy Knights recently released their 2026 football schedule. The Knights will kick off at home in the Bloody Marsh on August the 14th against Bethesda. Frederica will also host Deerfield Windsor, First Presbyterian, Savannah Country Day, and Bullock Academy. The Knights will hit the road against Pinewood, Valwood, Tarleton County, Stratford Academy, and St. Andrews. Region opponents this year for the Knights, Savannah Country Day, St. Andrews, and Bullock Academy. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea.